And so what happens with this suppression
is they'll get hurt, and then they'll suppress, and everything will be cool. They'll suppress, everything will be cool. But it's a little bit like a tea kettle where you turn on the heat, and the steam comes up, and pretty soon the lid's going to blow. So if you're married to somebody that suppresses, quite often what will happen? Well, you know, you'll offend them, and they'll say, everything's fine. Offend them, everything's fine. And then you'll say the smallest little thing, and they'll blow up and jump all over you. And you'll think, whoa, what did I do? You know, this is way out of proportion. Well, what this person has done is got mad at you for everything you've done, all the last maybe dozen things that have been accumulating in their consciousness. Now, suppression comes in a number of different ways. Oftentimes, like, people will take advantage of this person that suppresses. They let them take advantage. They feel some resentment over it, and they suppress this, and they think, well, I should not feel resentment over this person taking advantage of me. I'm a good person, and I'm able to rise above these feelings. But maybe they can't really rise above them. So it's important to let this go, and the way to let it go is total honesty. Now, when, yeah.
So when I teach kids in school to make their ends, I want to have them not suppressed.
Right. And changing your M's is really hard to do. Changing your T crosses is pretty easy. But changing your M's, if you write, well, what's the matter with this thing?
In kindergarten, when I teach the M's, they teach
them right. They do. They teach them the wrong way.
They do. We do.
Right. They teach them to suppress.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. But what was I going to write here?
Other thing I've heard is when you have rounded humps, you're more of a cumulative learner. You take longer to learn things, but you learn really well. Whether it's like Donald Trump zigzags, yeah. And they're the more CEO types.
Well, he's got a lot of sharp points, which shows that he's very perceptive.
But he's also very quick thinker and doesn't want to take a long amount of time to do anything. He wants to get somebody else to do that for him and make decisions about it.
Well, to some degree, rounded M people, that it takes a little bit more time to make the rounded M, so they're a little bit more methodical thinker. Doesn't mean they're intelligent or less intelligent, but their intelligence is exercised a little bit.
So are you
going to
show us the one that raises our IQ 20 points?
Nah.
That's it?
The one that raises our IQ is 20 points?
Right. But here's another interesting thing about M's. If you want to look for a searcher, you look for V's in the writing. If you can find a V in the writing, now you have different qualities of V's. Maybe you have small V's or bigger V's. The bigger V's, the more the guy will search and be like a self-learner. Okay. The points show, you know, critical thought, good perception. But a lot of the rounded M people also have good perceptions. Look at a number of things, but they're not critical thinkers. They like to give the benefit of the doubt. They like to get along with people, and so on. And harmony. They make good parents, good mothers, good fathers. As far as intelligence in the writing, you have to look at the writing as a whole. There's no one thing you can look at and say, this is an intelligent person. But you look at a lot of different things in the writing.
Basically, if they have lots of positive attributes, they're probably a little more intelligent.
Yeah, but anyway, as far as suppression goes, if you suppress, now some people will show some suppression on one M, and then another M will be no suppression. And if they just have a little bit of suppression now and then, that's not enough to really create a big problem. Usually they'll let loose with it. But what happens in real life when this happens to you, if somebody offends you, it's important to let the emotion go. So if somebody offends you, it says something negative that's hurtful, there's three things you can do. Number one, you can attack them and choke them, and you'll feel a lot better. Number two, you can pretend like everything's cool, you know, I can handle it.
then you'll wind up suppressing it. Or number three, you can say, you know, when you said this to me, when you called me fat, it really, you know, made me feel bad. And then you communicate to them what it made you feel, and then it's on them. And I found when I've done this myself, as soon as I feel any type of negativity harboring in my emotional body, I always try to communicate it out. And when I do, I find one of two things happen. If the person accepts his responsibility and says, oh, you know, I didn't mean it, I'll try not to do that again, then the energy is released. Both of us are better off. On the other hand, if he says, and sometimes this happens probably two times out of three, I'll say, well, what's your problem? You know? Okay? In that case, he refuses to accept it, but then all of a sudden, it's like the negativity shifts to him, and he's got a big black cloud on him now. But you've done your part. You've let it go. You've explained it. You said, what you did hurt me. And if he takes offense and says, well, you shouldn't be hurt, you know, that's terrible. He doesn't take responsibility at all. He just criticizes you even more. Then a cloud will settle on the guy. And he will be the one with the problem from that point on.
So is this affected by being left-handed or right-handed?
No, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So check your writing. If you...
They've done studies. If somebody loses their dominant hand they write with, after they relearn how to write, their handwriting is identical.
Right.
Yeah.
But people who don't write on paper just write on
the... Slant usually, correct me if I'm wrong, it relates to their emotional, how well they, whether they stuff things or whether they're really emotional or something.
Right. Jason, come up here and like write your name and I'll show them something.
You want me to sign my name, right?
Yeah.
Seymour? Okay.
I'll show you about the slant.
So, and usually I do, this is all connected. Mm-hmm. So. And usually I write it diagonally, which suggests optimism. But
okay, the slant shows your emotional response. How you respond to, like, if the kitty gets run over or something like that, you know. If you write straight up and down, it shows you're very analytical and you release your emotions with your mind. The farther the slant forward, the more you are responsive emotionally. A backhanded shows not suppression, but limitation of emotion. The person with a backhand has usually been hurt sometimes in his life and wants to limit the amount he feels so that he can only be hurt so much because he doesn't want to be hurt again. Yeah.
Is it different if you're left-handed?
No.
No difference. Maybe just rule slightly, but nothing they can ascertain.
Now, the slant isn't always exactly what it appears. It's determined by the upstrokes. Okay, so here's a slant here. It goes like this. Need to use a different color here. Might be easier to see. Okay, here's another upstroke. And here's an upstroke. See, that's a pretty high slant right there. Let me see. This is an upstroke or not? Hard to say. Here's an upstroke. These are about average emotions. This is a more than average. And so his emotions vary. So depending on the situation, Jason will determine his emotional response. Usually kind of average, friendly, teddy bear type guy that's, you know, easy going. But if you press the right buttons, he can really let loose. And also notice he doesn't have any suppression. So when he gets... If somebody irritates him, he'll let it out right then, and then it's over. He doesn't normally hold a grudge unless he's unable to release it. He's very open with his thoughts. See this O here? It's open. That shows his thoughts. He's open with his thoughts.
Talk too much sometimes, maybe.
Yeah. And has a hard time keeping a secret. Of course, I got to look at the rest of the writing. Okay. Let me look. You need to look at a little bit larger sample.
So I signed it again on paper just so you can see it.
Yeah. Equals the same. Yeah, you got pretty intense emotions. He also writes with quite a bit of pressure. The pressure shows your passion. But he writes with pretty good pressure, so you know.
It's actually a really inky pen. You don't even see my pen coming through on the paper.
Oh, you got more writing. Let's see.
Yeah.
What we got here? Good concentration.
See, I've actually dabbled in handwriting analysis, and I've changed my handwriting to a degree. I've already done the T thing, and
He'd make a good public speaker. He's also, he would connect good emotionally with the audience. His thoughts flow very fluid, and he's never at a loss for something to talk about.
My wife would confirm that.
And he thinks for himself. He'd be best in the business by himself because he doesn't like anybody bossing him around.